or the forehead. But here the pasuk says v'hakoras ponim. That's a bigger lashon. Here it's mashma. You have to be able to have edus to see the whole face and the forehead. V'hakoras ponim lechut. So if it wouldn't be a kashan of Yechon, it could be as soon as the bechor puts out his just his forehead, that's also considered a leida for even for Yechon Nachla also. It may look like this. What's going to be hoyuloi bonim v'yos yovikichovim? Now let's say that the people had kids when they were goy. Then it's gayer. Then both the man and wife, both of them is gayer, became Jews now. So Yechon Nomar ain loy bechor lenachla. The father has another kid now to give birth a second now when they're Jews. That firstborn is not called a Bechor L'Nachlo. It could be, it would be a Bechor for Petarechem that we had before. That's the Petarechem be Yisrael. So it would be a Bechor for L'Kayin. But not for Nachlo. Since the father already had a kid already, so it's not called Reshus Oynoi. Even though the first kid was a guy, so what? It's not called Reshus Oynoi. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yechon Shita. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shomano, Yeshlo Bechor L'Nachlo, the second kid, that's the kid that's called Reshus Oynoi. Will even be a lachal bechor for nachlo also. What's the svara? Rabbi Yechon Nomar ein loy bechor lanachlo to heavily Reshus Oynoi. Listen, the father had a kid already when he was a guy. So what? But it was his kid. That was his Reshus Oynoi, his first zera. So the second kid is not as bechor lanachlo. Rabbi Shimon Malakish Shamano yesh loy bechor lanachlo. The second kid they had, the first one when they were a Jew, that's called the bechor even for nachlo for Yerusha. Why? Because Rabbi Shlokish holds gershin is gayer. Kikotin Shinela Dami. A ger, once he's Mizgari and becomes a Jew, it's like a new start. It's like a Kotin Shinela Dami. And therefore, that's called now as Reshus Oynoi, the first kid he has. The Mor says, the Ozlo Tamaya, both of Yechon Shekel, God, according to the Ron Tam. The Yitma, we don't like this also, Gemar Nivamis, about the Mitzvah's true review. It says, Ho, you loid bonim be yosef kechavim. Let's say this Goyim had kids when they were Goyim, and then even his Gaya, the parents became a Jew. They were both Mizgayim. So Yechon Nomar Kayim Puravu. Yes, the father was ready to Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though the kids he had when he was a guy, but still called his kids, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Peshim Malaka Shamano, Loikayim, he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Yechon Nomar Kayim is Mekayim the Mitzvah, because the Pasuk says, Loi Soyu Beroyu Lashavas Yitzarom, Hashem like created this world, that people should be living, should have people living on the world. So now, since Lamai said this guy had kids, even though now he is Mizgayer, I'm not sure if the kids also have to be Mizgayer also or not. That I'm not sure. But Lamai says, considered like he has kid, he was Mekayim the Indian of the Sheva Sitzara, he has people living on the world, therefore he's Mekayim his Mitzvah. Peshim Melaka Shamar, Loikayim Peruvu. No, he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah now. Why? Because now that he was Mizgayer and became a Jew, the Klal is again, Rish Lakish holds, that Ger Shenizgayer, a Ger when he becomes a Jew, is Kekot and Shenoldam, is kid like a new kid. And now this new kid, like he never had kids yet, therefore he has to still have new kids to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So again, so he has this Machlokes twice, whether you say the Svar of a Ger Shenis Gayer is Kekotin or not. The Mor says it's Rechil, need the Machlokes both places. The Yitma Bovil on the first place. And now Alokha by Bechor L'Nachlo, I would have said Bechor Kamer Shem Malokish. Maybe only over there does Rish Lakish say that a Kotin Shenis Gayer is Kekotin, a Ger Shenis Gayer is like a new kid, and they didn't have any kids yet, and therefore now his first Bechor is even a Nachli, you know why? Mishrim to be Yosef, because when he was a guy, Lav B'nei Nachla Ninu, these kids are not B'nei Nachla. So Tarsus learns that even though the Gemara Kedushin says that a guy yashins his father Midiraisa, but there's no Din Bechor, by a guy, it's only by a Jew. Here Rish Lakish would agree, because when they were Goyim, that firstborn, even considered like his kid, but there's no din bechor by goy. So now they became a Jew. This is the first time they have lachal the bechor. That's why he agrees with. Therefore, he holds it's called a nachla. It's called the first kid for nachla. Abu behold, but in the second halacha of apru revu, even modul Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rish Lakish should agree to Rabbi Yochanan that lamaisa the goy had kids, even though he was a goy then. But so what? Lamaisa he had kids as his kids. So maybe it was mekayim the mitzvah already. The loytoyu b'roil l'shavas yitzorah. The world was created not to be empty but to be full. For Avod Lei Shevis, he did something that people should be living here. So I would have thought maybe Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechanan. So that's why I need the Machlokes, even in the second case, that for the mitzvah Puruvu, also Rish Lakish holds, he did not make the mitzvah. Now, the Yitma Behof, who would have just learned the Machlokes in the second case, by having kids, Pahor, come Rabbi Yechanan, maybe on over there Rabbi Yechanan says that the guy was Mekayim the mitzvah. Because he had children when he was a guy, even though now he's Mizgayer, but it's still considered his children. But in the first halach about Nachlo, maybe he would agree that even though he had a kid when he was a goy, but since that kid has no kashya b'chora, there's no halach of a b'chor by a goy, so maybe now the first kid he has when he's a Jew, maybe that should be the b'chor for Nachlo also. It's richa. That's why the kids who need the machlokes both places, both by yochas b'chor l'nachlo, and by yochas mitzvah is pru revu. Now the Gemara says Tanan. We learn like this. Tanan. Mishlohayu leibonim. A minna didn't have any children. V'nosa isha shekra yoda. And he married a wife that had children already. Or else, oida shivcha v'nishtachro. She was a shivcha. She had children when she was a shivcha. And then she became freed. Or else, oida v'nishtachavim. She was a shiksa. So the mother was first a goya. And she had children as gashra. Became a ger. Now, umishabosa liyisoy yoda. After she became a Jew, now she gave birth. So locher is uvlod uvyolda she gave birth. So it says bechor lenachlo. The first kid they have right now is a bechor lenachlo, but v'yena bechor lekayin. It's not a bechor to give to a kayin, because since the mother already gave birth already, she's not called a peterechem. So therefore, but lenachlo it is though. There's more. So let's say yolda miman. Who did she give birth from? Yilema mi Yisrael. She gave birth from a Yisrael now. Shlohoyi labonim, that the father didn't have any children yet. If so, my irigiyurus. What do you have to say? The case of that the mother was a goya, or she was a shivcha. Afilu bas Yisrael now may be the same halacha by bas Yisrael. So what? That it's a bechor lenachlo, but it's not a bechor for kain. Is that the kash? Who'd she come pregnant from right now? Yoldim iman. Who'd she come pregnant from? Yilema from a regular Yisrael. That Shlohoy Labonim, he didn't have any children yet. So that's what we say now, this kid is a Bechor Lanachla. But he's not a Bechor Lakuna. He's a Ma'ir Giyuris Veshivcha, Filu Basi Solamu Vesei Malocha. A regular Basi Israel. That if the father now got married to a lady that had kids already, but this is the first time the father was having a kid, so that we had in the Mishnah.
Alright, turn over.
That this much is considered Rashi's Oinai, and therefore it's a Bechor Lanachla, but it's not a Bechor Lakuna, because the mother already gave birth already. It's not called Peterechem. So what are you going to tell me, case here, where she's a Shivcha, the mother, or a Giyuris, even a regular Basi Sonami? Elolav, isn't it talking about over here? That Miger. We're talking right now, she became pregnant from a Ger, Shoye Loibonim, that the father was also like a Ger that had children before. Then his Geir, and the father now became a Jew, and that's the case. It says Bechor Lanachlo. It's a Bechor Lanachlo. Zechur, it's a Raya to Resh Lakish. That when the guy had kids before, that's not called a Bechor Lanachlo. That doesn't make him, you know, like he had children. He's a Gersh and he's got a Conchon and a dummy. So it's still right now, it's called his first kid he has. So it's a Raya to Resh Lakish, Kasha and Abyechonon. So Moses said, that's not the case over here. The Yoram really, me Yisrael. I tell you, she became pregnant from a regular Yisrael. Shlohoyu lebonim, that the father never had kids before. So the question is, what's the chiddush over here? Pshita, since this is the father's first kid, pshita is a bechor lanachlo. So most of the chiddush is v'yeinu bechor l'koyin itzuchle. That's the chiddush over here. That this mother, that since she gave birth already before when she was a goy, when she was a shivcha, it's not called a bechor lanachlo. That's the chiddush over here. And the Gemara says, Itzvichlei, that's the Chiddush over here. And the Chiddush is, La'afukim and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Tells not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Yom that he holds, Bechor Lanachlu L'Kayin. He holds, no, in such a case, even though the mother gave birth already before, but since when she gave birth before, she was a Goya, or she was a Shivcha, that's not called a Peterechem. Like he dash, and Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, Shneem, the Pasuk says, Peterechem be Yisrael. When is there Ptur, only if she gave birth once when she was Yisrael? It has to be Rechem Yisrael. Is Kamash, that's the Chiddush of it. We don't like Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's the Chiddush of this Bryce over here. In the case which the mother was a Giyuris, or she was a Shivcha, she had a kid when she was a Goy or a Shivcha, and now she became a Jew, and now there's a man that lives with her Yisrael that never had any children yet. So the first kid they have now, it's called the Bechor Lanachlis, the father's first kid. But the Chiddush is, though, the kid is not a Bechor Lekayin, because the mother already gave birth once before. Even though it's the first time she gave birth by us being a Jew, but we did not hold the Gabiyas, this price did not hold the Gabiyas Eglili. That's the Chiddush. Toshma, come here, it says another Lecha. So what's going to be, Hoyu Leibonin Bi Yosef Gechoven? A Goy had a kid when he was a Goy, but his guy now became a Jew, and now he gets married and has another kid. So it says Yeshto Bechola Nachlo. When he has a kid now, this is called the Bechola Nachlo. Sechura, he's the right to Rosh Lakish, Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. You see, his first kid is not called a kid. Amaravino Vitemer Rav Acho, Ho Vadi Rabbi Yosef Glilihu. Until this price now grows according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Yom that he says like this, Rabbi Yosef Glili. That's why it wouldn't be Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. This price goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. That he says what? Pet the Rechem be Yisrael. That when the mother has the kid once, we say the second kid is not a Bechor, that's only if the mother gave birth when she was a Jew. Therefore, the mother gave birth when she was a Goya, that's not called a Peter Rechem, so the next kid would be a Bechor. And so, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Sfar could be, the Yalef Ihu Mino, the dog will learn out the husband like a Goya from a Goya. Now, just like by the mother, she, it's not called Peter Rechem by a Goy, so by men also, even though he had a kid when he was a Goy, that's not called Reshus Einoy. I'll tell you, Reshus Einoy only means the first kid he has, they have to become the Jew. So if it's not a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, but not the Rabbi Yosef Glili that holds even by a Goya, it's called a Peter Rechem, who are then by a man also. If he had a kid when he was a Goy, could be his next kid when he becomes a Jew, would not be a Bechor, even a Nachla. Yeah. Omer Rav Ada Baravo, Leviya Sheyoldo. If Leviya means a lady that's a Bas Levi, if she gives birth, Beno Potem Yesloyim. You should know there's no mitzvah speaking of Ben. Just like the Levi is Potter, who was in a Bas Levi is also Potter. So verse says, why? Let's see. The Yabu Miman, who should become pregnant from? Ilema, the Yabu Mikoinim Levi, the husband is a Koiner Levi, so her Pshita. Mayu, what do you have to tell me now, Levi, that the mother is a Bas Levi, Afilu Yisrael, even the mother would be a Bas Yisrael. Nami, since the father is a Koiner Levi, Pshita, we had the Mishnah before, the Potter and Pinina Ben. Ella must be talking about here that this Bas Levi, the Yabu Yisrael, she became pregnant from a regular Yisrael. The question is, if so, why do we go boss of the mother to say that she's part of him? Pidyon HaBen, the pasuk says, L'mishpachosim l'veisav oisam ksiv. That what? Always Yichas goes after the father. But since the father is a Yisrael, this kid should also be like a Yisrael. It should be Mechuyev and Pidyon HaBen. So Mar says, Omer HaPapa says, D'yabim yovi kechovim. Enich nami. This past Levi became pregnant from a Goy, and a Goy has no Yichas. So that's why we go after the mother, therefore the kid is part of him Pidyon HaBen. And below Tema, don't say Libid the Man Dioma, Ain Mizaimis of La, that's a Machlaikis, where a girl lives with a Leviyah, and she has a kid. One Man Dioma says that kid is not possible. He's called like a Ben Levi. He's not Ain Mizaimis, we don't possible him. But Elo, Afil Le Man Dioma Mizaimis, yes, even though we say that Vlad is possible, just means to say, Levi possible Mikri, the kid is called a Levi. Because he's like a postle where we put Zia means, we put like dirt on him, so you have to say his postle can't do the avoida of a Levi. But he's still called a Levi. And therefore the mother is part of a Pidyon HaBen. That's John this Bryce. But if she would have got birth from a regular Yisrael, then you go bust the Yichas of the father, it would have been a Chiyav Pidyon HaBen. That's what the Papa holds. But the other man here says no. Ma Bred Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mishmei Derav, the name of Rav like this. Leo in the case is talking about tell you the Yabami Yisrael, that this Bas Levi gave birth from a regular Yisrael. The question is called Bas the Yichas of the father? The Shani Yosem, here it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem. The din of Pidyon HaBen is only in Peter Rechem. So we darshin, Peter Rechem, Tal Rechem, it's only in the Peter Rechem. Which Rechem did the kid come out of? So since here the mother was a Bas Levi, that Rechem is part of Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, there's no Ben Pidyon HaBen on the Ben Bas Levi. Ben Levi. With the mother is a Bas Levi. Yeah. Tanan, we'll learn like this. Mi Shoyu Le Bonim, a man that had children already. Venosi, she married a lady, Shlo Yoda, that did not give birth yet. Then Nizgaira, or else the case where she became Nizgaira, she became a Jew. Muberis, or else Nishtachra Muberis, Yevioda. She gave birth. Or else Vyolda Hiyokanis. This is all the safe in the Mishnah, where she gave birth a regular lady with a Kahanis, a Basel Kaina gave birth. Or else Hiyo Leviya, Hi Vyisha Shekval Yoda, Vechain Mi Shloisha Sacha Baila Gimachadoshim, a lady that had one husband, died, and she got remarried right away to a second husband. Venisais, Vyolda, she gave birth now. Vienidu, we do not know who's the father of this kid. In Ben Test, the Rishon, the first father was the kid father. In Ben Zan Achron, whether it's from the second father. So in all these cases, Bechor Lekayin, there's a mitzvah's pidyon haben here, because for sure it's the firstborn here. But we ain't a b'cholo nachlo. There's no din b'cholo nachlo. We don't know who the real father is. He can't yashin anybody here. The Gemara says, though, mechlal, it's a proof here, though, the kahuna leviya pturin. But again, it's talking about that her kid got mixed up with the kid of a bas kain or a bas levi. Smash, but those two kids for sure are potter from b'chor, from pigeons. Question is why? The yabim miman, who did the mother become pregnant from? Again, Ilema the Yabim Mikhaim Belevi Yochi. Mayu, what are you going to tell me? Kanas Leviya, Afilu Bas Yisrael Nami, even if the mother was a Bas Yisrael, since the father was a Kohen, Pshita the Potter. Ella must be talking about the Yabim Yavachavim. She became pregnant from a guy. If so, it's a question then, Kanas Ptura. Is it true that a Kanas is Potter? Why should she be Potter? The Yomara Popper, Popper said like this, that Bodiklon, Rovo, Rovi asked the question. Kahanis shenis abram yavikachovim. Now, what's going to be the locha for bas koyin becomes pregnant from a goy? The aminu said back to him, lav haino the rabada barav, isn't this his shiloh? That the yom that he says, leviyah shiyolda b'no potam chavishas loyim, that we have before for leviyah gives birth, so the kid is potter. And we said, even though she became pregnant from a goy. But he answered back, no. The yomali said back to me, hochi yash, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim is very good before by a Leviyo, even though she became pregnant from a goy, because she saw Sakaima. She doesn't become possible the fact she lived with a goy. The Tanya we learned, Leviyo Shenispis, if a Leviyo was captured by a goy and a goy lived with her, or Shenivolo Bilasnus, even though she had Bisnus, Naisen Lamina Maisa, still you can give a Maisa, for Yechela she could eat it. Kids are a bath, lady, even though she has Nush, lived with a goy, she doesn't become possible. Elo, Kahanis, but a bas kohen, kivon di boya lo. If she would live with a goy, she would become posel. She becomes like a chalolo. She's posel. Heavy zoro. She loses kedushas kunda. If so, so why is the kid posel from pidyon haben? So, maybe if we're talking about here that she gave birth from a goy, then the bas kohen would not be part of from pidyon haben. So, who did this bas kohen become pregnant from? So when they could be good, the mob read Rabbi Yisrael Mishmei, the Rav of the Yomar, the Yabim Yisrael, that she became pregnant from Yisrael. And the Chiddush was what? We go Bosa her pet the Rechem, since she's the Bas Kohen, the Potter. So they are Mukila here also, but the Yabim Yisrael, the other case was this Bas Kohen, the Bas Levi, they became pregnant from a regular Yisrael, and that's the Chiddush, that for Hilchus, Pidyon HaBen, we don't go after the father, we go after the pet the Rechem. That could also mean go about the both ways. If the father is the Kayin, it'll also be a Ptur. But there'll be a Ptur Lakula, that if the mother alone was the Kayin, that Peterechem also partes from the Chor. Yeah, meaning true. Elo Rapop, the question of the Kohen's Rapop, though, that he solves no, that you don't go about the mother, the Peterechem, go about the father. So the Mai Mukilo, how could he put on this Braisa? Why does it say a Bas Kayin for Manashach? If she gave birth from a Yisrael, she's like a chayiv in pidyon haben. Elamai, the father was a kohen, so what do you have to say she's a bas kohen for? Smart says Shirin Echnami. According to her papa, Liolamai tell you the yabami kohen. So she came pregnant, her husband was a kohen. And he bas Yisrael, and Echnami, she's a bas Yisrael, the mother. Fiyamai korolo kahanis, how come it says over here that where this lady gave birth and a kid got mixed up with a kahanis? It just meant to say, Dibbeno kohen. It didn't really mean to say the mother was a Bas Kohen. The mother could be a regular Yisraelis. But the main thing was the father was a Kohen. Therefore, since this kid, the B'nai Kohen, therefore that kid is potter from Pidyon HaBen. So that's the Chiddush, that when these two kids get mixed up, Virchus Pidyon HaBen, she has a Badechiv. Like she knows she had a kid, the firstborn, she has to be prayed to him. But Virchus Nachlo, we don't know who the kid is, we don't know who his father is, he can't take two portions. It may learn like this. Koyen